Our gospel reading this morning comes from the gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Hear these words. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world," Jesus said. When he had said this, Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back. And the neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, No, it's someone like him." But the man kept saying, "I am the man." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
When I was 5, some family friends came to babysit my brothers and me, my 3 older brothers and me, and they took us to the YMCA to give my parents a break. And what my parents chose to do at the time wasn't all that exciting. My mom worked on meal prep for the coming week, and my dad wrote his sermon for the coming Sunday. So I got to just splash around with my brothers, and I remember how sunny the day was. But then a call came into the YMCA, and our babysitters had to gather us up to tell us something. And I was dancing around and goofing off, so I didn't hear them at first, and they had to repeat themselves as it started to dawn on me that this was serious. They said, "Your mom has had a burn accident. She was making green beans in a pressure cooker when it exploded, and they're taking her to Pittsburgh to the burn center." Later, we would learn that she had second and third degree burns from her chin to her thighs and would need extensive skin grafting. When you're going through something hard, some people will tell you everything happens for a reason. When I was 10, my parents sat us down at the dinner table, my older brothers and me, and said they had something serious to tell us. Dad had a brain tumor, they said, and would need surgery. Now, when you're a kid, you think your parents are so old. They loom so large in your mind. But when we sat down to dinner that night, I realize now, my dad was only 38. 38. The older you get, the more you realize how young that is. And some of you have heard me share about this chapter in my family's life before, so you may remember that that my dad's brain surgery was 23 and a half hours, and it left him with a deaf ear and half of his face permanently paralyzed. When you're going through something hard, some people will tell you, everything happens for a reason. We're always searching for a reason, searching for the why behind whatever happened. We need a reason. We need to know that everything makes sense because life is too scary, too unpredictable if there isn't a reason for everything that happens. This morning, we continue our series on the half-truths of the Bible, those things people say without thinking, without realizing God never said that. Half-truths like God won't give you more than you can handle, or God wants you to be happy. And today the half-truth we're tackling is everything happens for a reason. When Jesus' friends encounter a blind man, they decide to ask Jesus about him. After all, disability is a mysterious thing. And so they want to know why this man was born blind. Maybe some of them had a family member with a disability or had a disability of their own and had grown up wondering how this mystery came to be. Maybe they had grown up hearing that this mystery was the result of sin. Mothers questioned whether they ate or drank something they shouldn't have while they carried the baby in their womb. Fathers questioned whether they were too harsh with their child. Maybe that's what made the child different. People always look for answers. In the face of mystery and suffering, we want to know why. Everything happens for a reason, right? So the disciples ask Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" They just give him two options, black or white, this one or that one. Who sinned to create this blindness, the man or his parents? And of course, Jesus dismisses their black or white categories. That's just what Jesus does all the time. You know why? Because Jesus doesn't live in the black or white. Jesus lives in the light. He lives in the light and draws us into that place with him. Till all our notions of right or wrong, black or white, who's in, who's out, all our categories get washed away in his eternal light. See, when Jesus comes on the scene, he shakes up all the old ways. We give him the option of A or B, and he says C, none of the above. It's like he's trying to tell us things are not as neat and tidy as you might like. You might want a world where everything happens for a reason and the innocent go free while the guilty get punished, but I'm here to announce that a new world has come. And my new world looks different. All the old ways of making sense don't work anymore. Jesus doesn't tell the hotshot religious leaders, "Well done, good and faithful servants." Instead, he tells them, "The tax collectors and prostitutes are getting into the kingdom ahead of you." Jesus doesn't tell the pillars of the community to be tough on crime. Instead, he tells them, "Who's without sin? Let him cast the first stone." He says to the grown-ups, "Let the little children come to me." He says to the children, "Yours is the kingdom of heaven." When Jesus comes on the scene, things are not as clear-cut. Wherever we want good, solid reasons, wherever we want predictability and categories, Jesus says, "I'm doing something new." So you can keep splitting hairs and trying to figure things out, or you can come join me over here in the light. "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day," he says. "Come join in God's work with me here in the daylight. I am the light of the world," he says. "Come join me in the light." So the disciples ask Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus says, "Neither. Neither this man nor his parents sinned." He says, "Actually, this man was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day." Isn't it a great answer? It takes our typical way of making sense of the world and just turns it on its head. But you know, I once heard someone say she wasn't sure how she felt about Jesus' answer here. I didn't know what she meant. I thought, he just gave a great answer. He just toppled all the old categories. How could there be anything problematic about this text? Well, this woman had cerebral palsy and used a wheelchair to get around. And as she read this story, she had started to resent this idea that someone would be born with a disability so that God's works might be revealed in him. I mean, doesn't that still fall prey to the idea that everything happens for a reason? And now the reason is not that this man sinned or his parents sinned, but now the reason is so God's works might be revealed. But that theology still makes God out to be some sort of vicious giver of lessons, right? Doling out hardships to people just so the work of God might be revealed. I mean, is that the God we worship? That's what this woman wanted to know. Do we worship a God who turns our lives into object lessons for others? It made her wonder about her own disability and where God was in the midst of it. So she read and reread today's story, trying to make sense of it. She read it in English. She read it in all different translations. She even read it in the original Greek. And finally, she came to a better reading of the text. Her new understanding of the story is not he was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. No. Now she reads it as he was born blind, period. God's works may be revealed in him, period. He was born blind. God's works may be revealed in him. Do you see how there's nothing necessarily connecting those two things? There is no because. There is no so that. There is no reason for everything that happens. But God's works may still be revealed. That is our hope. That whatever has disabled us, whatever wilderness season we're in, God's works may still be revealed. There doesn't have to be a reason. There only has to be a God who calls us into the light, a God who will never let us go. Because nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, not height, nor depth, not things present, nor things to come, not disability or ability, not steady job or job loss, not life, not death. Nothing can take God away. There is always a chance for God's works to be revealed. There is always a chance for God to bring some good. All growing up, I saw the scars from my mom's burn accident. And as difficult as that time had been, I do wonder whether God still brought some good out of it, even in my life. You know, so many American women suffer from the pressure to have perfect skin or a perfect figure, trying to look perfect. But I grew up with a mom who had skin grafts. So I saw a different side to the beauty culture. She taught me the value of people, and how it's not just skin deep. And sometimes I wonder if that burn accident changed my perspective just enough to prevent me from going through my teens and 20s feeling the pressure that plagues so many women. So I'm thankful for that. And as difficult as it has been for my dad to deal with facial paralysis these past 20 years, I think he would say, God brought some good out of it. As a pastor, he feels he can be more present with people when they're scared before a surgery or when their lives are about to change irreversibly and they have to get used to the new them. He's able to listen better as a man with only one working ear than he ever could before. Maybe your difficult season can still reveal the work of God. When we are faced with mystery in this life, when we want to know why and we want to know the reason, Jesus sets all of that aside and simply draws us into the light. When we can't find answers, he himself becomes the final answer, showing us that God gets the last word. No, not everything happens for a reason, but yes, God's works may still be revealed. It wasn't this man who sinned, nor his parents, but God can still bring good. Will you pray with me? Lord, I pray for everyone in this room and everyone we love who is going through their own season of wilderness. In this moment, Lord, I ask that you would still their hearts and calm their minds. That you would show us, God, how to set aside all of these swirling questions and just be drawn into the light of Christ, drawn into that holy place of silence and stillness. Lord, let everything else fade away. Let us turn our eyes on you. Amen.